Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. This is Vicky calling you back from customer support because it was a message to return your call. How can I help you?
Yes. I had a charge on my account that I didn't ask for or want, and so I called you all about it, and it was going to be taken off.
Yes, sir.
It hasn't been. It's been like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So I have a confirmation number if you need it.
I would prefer your zip code to pull up an account, sir.
Okay, 77407.
And what's your first and last name?
Damon Strickland.
Okay, Damon, can you verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account?
No, I don't think I need to do that.
Well, sir, I can't discuss your account until you do.
Why is that?
Because that's company policy. Sir, if you have a charge, you have an account. If you have a refund coming, it was coming from an account that was charged. In order to have gotten a refund or got this account canceled, you had to have to verify your shipping address. I'm not trying to ship you anything. I'm trying to be able to discuss the account, which is what you asked
okay,
for.
Okay, so why can't you go to my confirmation number and get a little sense of what's going on?
Sir, this is the policy. You've reached a third-party call center, Mr. Strickland. The last time you called and got the... You were given a cancellation number, which was 920-486-433. In order for me to discuss your account, Mr. Strickland, I need you to verify your shipping address, sir.
7015 Tallow Knoll Lane, Richmond, Texas, 77407.
Thank you very much, sir. Just a moment. All right, sir. Your account was canceled. You were enrolled in ByteSub in an effort to win at Dyson's 11. Your account was canceled, but it was not refunded. That's why you haven't seen the refund. I just refunded $59.89 back to your MasterCard, sir, ending in 2234. Please allow 3 to 5 business days before you see that money, sir. And I sent you a refund confirmation email to the email address on file. Your account was canceled. It was never refunded. It was simply canceled. There's a difference between a cancellation and a refund. I just refunded it back to your card, sir. Again, I put it back on MasterCard ending 2234.
When I got that charge, it showed up like 2 days later. I called when I saw it. And the person I talked to said, you know, apologize. And they were going to bring, refund that money to my account. And
they said cancel, sir. They said cancel, not refund. I'm looking at the notes. It says no refund offered. Customer called and asked about charges. Explain terms and conditions. Customer wants to cancel. Offer $20 a month. He declined. Canceled account. No refund issued is what's in the notes. You've been given a refund, sir. You'll have it in 3 to 5 business days, sir. I sent you a refund confirmation email to robland44@msn.net. That money will be back on your card in 3 to 5 business days.
It's .com.
Okay. All right, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, Mr. Strickland?
So what's the email address you're going to use?
robland44@msn.com.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, sir?
No, I think that's all.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support, Mrs. Strickland. You stay safe and have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Why am I getting customers?